This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations says Russia's war in Ukraine has pushed the number of forcibly displaced people around the world above 100 million for the first time ever. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more on that story.
UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, said Monday, quote, the number of people forced to flee conflict, violence, human rights violations, and persecution has now crossed the staggering milestone of 100 million for the first time on record, propelled by the war in Ukraine and other deadly conflicts. It said the numbers of displaced people by force rose towards 90 million by the end of 2021, spurred by violence in Ethiopia, Burkina Faso, Myanmar, Nigeria, Afghanistan, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th, and since then, more than 8 million people have been displaced within the country, while more than 6 million refugees have fled across the borders. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And President Biden is now set to launch a long-anticipated Indo-Pacific trade pact on Monday. The White House says that the pact will help the United States work more closely with Asian economies on issues including supply chains and digital trade, clean energy, and auto corruption efforts. Countries were a spring into the Indo-Pacific economic framework and are now set to announce during Biden's visit to Tokyo for talks with the Prime Minister, Fumio Kishida. It's the latest STARP by the Biden administration to try to broaden U.S. influence in the Pacific. This is VOA News. Iran State TV is reporting that a senior member of the country's powerful Revolutionary Guard has been killed outside his home in Tehran by the Iran State TV and on a motorbike. The Revolutionary Guard gave a scant detail about the attack on Sunday, but blamed it on global arrogance, which is a reference to the United States and Israel. The accusation, as well as the style of the brazen attack, raised the possibility of a link with other motorbike slayings previously attributed to the Israel and Iran. The guard identified Syed Khodeh as a member of the guard's elite Quds force. A military plane carrying enough specialty infant Florida formula for more than 500,000 baby bottles arrive Sunday in Indianapolis. It is the first of several flights expected from Europe and aimed at relieving a shortage that has seen parents scrambling to find enough food for their children. U.S. President Joe Biden authorized the use of Air Force plans for the effort, dubbed Operation Fly Formula, because it's no commercial flights available. The formula weighed 75,000 pounds. White House press secretary said to reporters above Air Force One and Biden, they screwed South Korea to Japan and flew there. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was in Indianapolis to greet the arrival of that first shipment. Afghanistan's Taliban on Sunday began enforcing an order requiring all female TV news anchors in the country to cover their faces with something while they're on air. The move is part of a hard-line shift drawing condemnation from rights activists. After the order was announced on Thursday, only a handful of new outlets complied. But on Sunday, most female anchors were seen with their faces covered after the Taliban's vice and virtual ministry began enforcing that decree. Recapping our top story, the United Nations says that Russia's war in Ukraine has pushed the number of forcibly displaced people around the world above 100 million for the first time ever. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.